Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
I want this, I want that. But we got to learn to be content. That is our biggest problem. We're trying to keep up with the world, and we're not content with what God has provided. I want you to look at these verses here and see what God tells us. If he provides these two little things, you need to be content. It's coming from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. Now listen to this. It says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And listen to this last verse here, 1 Timothy 6, 8. And having food and raiment, that's clothes, let us be therewith content. Woo! Man, there's two things the Lord says he provides. Now that food includes water. Having food and raiment, let us be content. You know, I thank God he didn't say in a house. Thank God he didn't say in a car. Thank God he didn't add all these other worldly things to it. He said having food and raiment. And I think he did that for a reason. He keeps us mobile. We're not stuck in four walls. You know, I think about the church, what they're going. Well, I think about the house of God right now, the temple of God, where people gather and weren't doing what God told them to do. And God took them out of there because God wants us to be mobile. We can't be tied within four walls. We need to be moving around doing the will of God. And we see that Elijah had food and raiment and he was content. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, and I've got to wrap it up here. Hebrews 13, 5. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness. That means desiring what others have, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. God will provide in the midst of drought. God always provides. As we close here, remember, God will provide. We need to trust God will provide and lean not unto our own understanding. God will provide. We don't know what's going on, but we simply have to trust in him and be content with those things that we have. Money is not going to make you happy. I'm here to tell you, some of the richest people are the most miserable people. And I heard people say, well, I want to try it. Let me tell you, you will fail. Money is not going to make you happy. Doing the will of God. This widow woman didn't have food or nothing, but she is providing for a prophet of God that does great things with her little mediocre substances. God takes it and blesses it. So I'm going to ask you the question. Has God provided for you before? Think about it. I can just tell you so many stories, times will not allow, where God has provided for me. My brook was about to dry up and God has provided. Man, I'm telling you, I could tell you some story. But I know that when that brook dries up, he's already ahead of the game. He knows what's coming and he has already prepared something ahead. Now, I want you to understand that, is that God knew that the sin was going to take place in the garden. That did not take him by surprise. But he had already prepared his son to die for our sins. Wow. So you have an opportunity today to let God provide to you. If you have never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it's your time now. You simply have to recognize that you are a sinner and you cannot save yourself. The Bible tells us there's none righteous, no, not one. If you were righteous enough, God would have sent you to die for the sins of the world. But he didn't. He sent his son because he is the only one that lived the perfect.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.